We're learning Daf Lamed Gimel. We're learning Daf Lamed Gimel on base. We're starting from the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel on Aleph. So we're still with Rabbi Shlakish and the Rabbi Yechna and the Rabbanan. Let's see. Amar Yirmidar of Zerah. Yirmidar of Zerah like this. The Rabbi Shlakish to Amar Rabbanan, Kachim is Be'ech lo yevchal amad de v'haracha. Remember, Shlakish was according to Rabbanan, that Kachim is Be'ech has no din amad de v'haracha. It's like the opposite of the Svara, that Mizbe'ech is not in amad de v'haracha, but the Gvayis does. So there's a problem over here. So it says, you could, what happens if a Kachim Mizbe'ech dies? You can fight it. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not possibly paidit unless it's a Balmum Ikroi. So then there's not some excuses to go for it anyway. But according to the Rav Shlakish, according to Rabbanon, you have a Kachim Mizbeach that was a regular Kaddish Dikah thing, and it got a mum, I get paidit even if it dies before the paidit. That's the halacha, right? The problem is, when I paidit before it, after it dies, who's going to eat it? Klavim. It's a Mevela. It died. Other year, there was Rav Shlakish to Amar, the Rabbanon Kachim Levachalam Adaracha, Viktan, Yiktushas Kachim Mizbeach. Bali Mumin Yiftu, Bali Mumin Yikir Paida, Umma Kamin, Lan, according to Rav Shlakish, talking about the Kachim Makdesh Mizmumma, I'm talking about that Hektish was a for the Mum. So you see, it's Kedusha Guf, Gul Kedusha Guf, Mashenkin, Fear Ab Yechen on it, it's Bamum Iker, it's not so Kaddish, but according to Rav Shlakish, it's Hek Kachim Makdesh Mizmumma, Shema Amina, Poidim as Hakajim, Lachilim Laklavim. You see, for me, you Poida Kachim to Machal the Klavim. It's a bomb kasha. So what's Rav Shlakish? So Gemara answers: Zochemai Eskinon v'Sha'ava v'Shachton. Here we're talking about that it didn't die by itself. The case was someone went ahead and shechted his bamum. So it's bamum, and before he had a chance to pay it, he shechted it. And now what's the halacha? Could you pay it or not? So that's where Shlakish says that according to the Rabbanon, since Kachim Zbech has older than the halacha, you could pay it. How are you going to eat it? You shechted it, so you'll be able to eat it. So over shachting, the time with the brayse called kachim shenoch b'mum. The mum fell in it. Was shachting and someone shachted it. Rameyam yikvaru. Rameyam just to bury it. Rameyam holds like a shimon. The holds kachim is bad. He's a madav aracha. V'achamayim yiftu. He paid it because he holds. There's no din of madav aracha. And agav this brayse stick a riot to Rosh Lakish that fi chachamim you can paid something that has a mum that's kachim is bad. So this is a stick a riot to Rosh Lakish. But either way, that's the bottom line. It's not, the case wasn't that you paid it laklavim. The case was you shechted it, and therefore it's edible. And now you paid it to eat it. So to Gemara Vayta. What?
A shechita is a good shechita.
Yeah. You know it's bal mum. Yeah, you know it's a kachim is bad. You mean to say? You know it's kachim is bad. It's all a good shechita. Because I guess once it's bal mum, so it doesn't have a din of. You have to know where you shechted it. It could be you shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash, because it could be has din shechita chutz. You have to know exactly where you shechted it.
You know, take it out, isn't it?
Yeah, because still has kedusha. Yeah.
You tell them it loses kedusha when it comes to Bamum.
Right. It doesn't really lose kedusha. Pasha does not. Pasha does not lose kedusha when it comes to later on in the Gemara. So you have to say that they were shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash. That was the case. And it was kach. It was not called chulin bazar.
You saw a lot of eat it.
What?
You saw the light eat it or
the as you paid it. You can't eat till you paid it. Mm-hmm. You haven't paid it. But you can check up the call of Gemara, see if they speak out that it was in the Beis HaMikdash and shechted. You check it out. Where was the shechita? That's the shechita was in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, that Gemara right. Now I'm going to ask Rav Shimon. Shimon holds kachim bedek abayis. There's no din amad v'racha on kachim bedek abayis. Lo yevchal amad v'racha. Amai tamimim yikvru. We have it before. We spoke already the reason. But it says before, l'kuli yama tamimim yikvru. We can't even paid it. Why can't you paid it? What's the problem? A tamimim that died we're talking about. Can't even paid it. So the Gemara, mishun l'chazu la'akrava. This is Chazal Akrava. The title of the Brayis: Matvis Tamimim Bedek Abayis. If you matvis something that's complete, of a Kli Behemah that's Roy for a carbon, you matvis it to Bedek Abayis. You give it, you donate it to Bedek Abayis. Kishay Niftim, when you redeem it, Ain a Niftim El Mizbeach. Has to be redeemed for use for the Mizbeach. She called Roy El Mizbeach. Any Yitz Mizbeach LaOlam. Any that's Roy El Mizbeach is a gold Mizbeach Mizbeach LaOlam. Therefore, here, since it's dead already, you can't redeem it to Mizbeach. You have to bury it. You can't eat it anymore. Anything that's a Tamim, that's a Roy for Mizbeach, you have to use for the Mizbeach. So to Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav Papa. Now I want to go back to Balmum Ikroi, which the Gemara is going to really switch something around. That something that we assumed as Pashut, the Gemara is now going to switch around a little bit. Amar Rav Papa La Abaya. Ba'amri La Rav. The Rav Yechanan, according to Rav Yechanan, the Mukan La Balmum Ikroi. According to Rav Yechanan, the holds that he puts the brayse of Balmum Ikroi, And it comes out the Kuli Alma Sfirulu, everyone agrees that Almum Ikroi Lehava Bechal Amad Varacha. Everyone agrees that Almum Ikroi is not Bechal Amad Varacha. So, is that true? Beloy? Is that true? But now we're into the Mishnah. We had this Mishnah in Bechayro, is Vatanan, Kol HaKadoshim, Shekodam Mum Kavu Lekdesham. Any culture that was about Mum Ikroi, the Mum Kavu was a 4 hektish, Veniftu, and you have redeemed it. Chayavim Bechayro. Halach is that now it's a regular chulin. Yechayiv Bechayro. If he gives a firstborn, uv matanos, you have to give a royal chayim v'keva if you shecht it. But yoytzim lechulin legazel le'avad, you can use it. It's mamish chulin. You can use it to shear the wool and to plow with it. Vlodon v'chelba mutter. It's chalav is mutter, and if it has a child, even if it's meuber while it was kadosh, and it had a child after the pidyon, still it's mutter lacha pidyonah. V'ashechet b'chutz is potter, and v'shech this type of behemoth b'chutz is potter. So here's my idea: Dafka b'amum meikra shech b'chutz is potter, but if it will be a kada k'teshon l'mumon, then a vada v'shechet b'chutz will be achayim. V'ein oisin temura. Taka, before you can say the Gemara, the case was he was over the Issa. We know that according to one man, the Yama, shchus eruish mashchitos, that's not so shver. Okay, back here. V'ein oisin temura. This behemoth is not kadosh enough. B'amum meikra, even while it's still kadosh, can't make a tamura because no kedusha guf on it. The mesu, and if it dies, yiftu, you get paid. So let's analyze that. Mesu yiftu, b'amum mikroi. So very geshmak. And according to Rav Yechon, it's kuliyama, right? The kuliyama b'amum mikroi yiftu. Kuliyama. Zok to Gemara. B'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. And Yehuda Amar Rav says, Yehuda Rav Shimon. This is dafka Rav Shimon. Amar kachu mizbeach chayiv chal ma'amad varacha. That he holds kachu mizbeach is b'chal ma'amad varacha. Kachu mizbeach gabayis loy hayu. Kachu mizbeach is not. Kritanan, Rav Shimon Aimer, Kachiv Beda Gabayis in Mesu Yiftu. Rav Shimon says that Kachiv Beda Gabayis is no problem of Amad Varacha. Moide Rav Shimon, Amum Ikra is Shnifta. My timer. And Rav Shimon's Moide, Amum Ikra, even by Kachiv Mizbech, Amum Ikra is Kipoide, my timer. Then he saw the Mutiv Amum Ikra and coming to La Fuke Beda Gabayis. But it's all part of Rav talking. Avacham Oimrim, a film Bamum Ikra, Hebacham Adavaracha. Avacham say, even Bamum Ikra is Bechal Hamadavaracha. So, what's the kasha? The problem is here, Rav is saying that the only man the Omar holds Bamum Ikra is good as Rav Shimon. What was it with Rav Shimon? Because Rav Shimon holds the Bedek Abayas, there's no Hamadavaracha. Bamum Ikra is similar to Bedek Abayas. It's like Kushas Domim and can't go and was there. So, it sounds like only Rav Shimon holds like that, but Rabbanon hold. Kushas Mizbech, Kushas Mizbech has it. It sounds like from here that according to Rabbanon, a Bamum Ikroi, which is Kushas Beda Gabayis maybe, does need a Mad Varacha, because Rabbanon holds Kushas Beda Gabayis needs a Mad Varacha. So that's a Kasha of Yechlin. So what's bothering everyone is that we said before, if Shlokas agrees to that, they're not called. So Rashi runs the question. Rashi talks about this, and Rashi says that right now, the Gemara says that Rosh Lakish is not Muchach. Rosh Lakish can hold, since it has a din Beda Gabayis. So it's only according to Rav Shimon that Ba'amum Ikra Elach is, does not need a Mad Varacha. But according to Rabbana, you do need a Mad Varacha. Why can't Rav Yechon hold like that? Rav Yechon said the price of a four on Amar Aleph from Ba'amum Ikra. So Rav Yechon holds that if you're Rabbana, Ba'amum Ikra does not need Hamad Varacha. So the problem is Dafka according to Rav Yechon, who's Zetz Zayin the Braisa, who learns the Braisa about Mum Ikroi. That's with only a Kasha on the Rabbana, not on a Shlokash. So the question is, what's Pshat in this Braisa? We're saying Rav Yudon Rav says Rav Shimon, but the Chum argue. Who's this Chum according to Rav Yechon? Chum agreed to Rav Shimon. Amalei, man Chacham, who's a Chum, Tana de Bei Levi. It's the Tana de Levi had before. The Tana de Levi holds that Bamum Ikroi needs Hamad of Vaharacha. And that's what's saying, Zu Divrev Shimon and not Levi. Yachi, Zu Divrev Shimon, Suloi, Zu Divrev Shimon, Machakusim of Bailey. It's really Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. Say, Zu Divrev Shimon and his Cholkim, which is the Rabbanon, not Levi. Why is it only Rav Shimon? It's Kasha. Amalei, Haid like Tani Hachi, we don't say that. Mashum, the Rav, it's Omer Huda Rav, Rav, Savalok Rav Shimon. Rav Kusavlak Rav Shlokish, Hozak Rav Shlokish, the Omel Rabbanon, Kotche Bedek Abayis, Hoyu Bechlal Amod Devaracha, the Kotche Abayis was Bechlal Amod Devaracha, and Kotche Bedek Loi Hayu. And Vereisha, this Bryce, Vereisha Ktani Mesu Yiftu, which is talking about Kotche Bamu Mekroi, and the Sefer says, Ktani Mesu Yikvru, and the Sefer says, in Mesu, is Yikfuru. So you see from here that in this Braisa itself says clearly that it may su Yikfuru, so it couldn't Zetzayin according to the Rabbanon. Why not? Because according to Rish Lakish, according to Rabbanon, the halacha is that Kochim is Beach, you could be Paida. It's not the Namad Varacha. And the Sefer is Braisa says, Kochim is Beach Yikfuru. So there's a problem. He couldn't say this Braisa is Rav Shimon the Rabbanon because the Sefer of this Braisa can't be according to Rabbanon according to Rish Lakish. What's the Rabbanon according to Rish Lakish? Rabbanon according to Rish Lakish is that Kochim is Beach does not need Amad Varacha. And here it says the end, the Meisu Yikfuru. And therefore, he couldn't Zetzai and say Zu Rav Shimon the Rabbanon because according to Rav, who held like Rish Lakish, who cannot be the Rabbanon. That's one Mahalach. But by saying Ma'imalei, Rav Kaviyachas, Rav Kaviyachon, I the Kasha was just to say, Zu Divir Rav Shimon Machlukusai, but the Kasha Loch Zu Divir Rav Shimon Machlukusai. We violate to say that. No, Echanami Taka, they could have said that, or maybe does say that. Zu Divir Rav Shimon Machlukusai, because that's be gairus that way, and that's how it is. Zu Divir Rav Shimon Machlukusai. And you could just put that into the Braisa. So everything's very good. So we're saying, according to the Rabbanon, according to Rav Yechanan, this Braisa, when it says, Zudu Rav Shimon, is Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon, and who's arguing about Bamu Mikroi, and holds the Bamu Mikroi, needs a Mother Racha, that's Dafka Levi. But according to Rav Yechanan, both Rav Shlokash and Rav Yechanan don't hold that. Both Rabbanon and Rav Shimon hold Bamu Mikroi does not need Hamada V'Aracha. And Rav Shlokash maybe argues, it depends on this Gemara or the Gemara before. So we got up to the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow's year, we'll continue from there.